This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So did you guys hear about this? A middle school student. So middle school, we're talking about, okay, middle school is like 5th to 8th grade roughly, or 6th to 8th grade. So that's about anywhere between 10 and 13 years old. Still a little baby, right? Little baby. Middle school student planned shootings at two schools. They've arrested him. And they found evidence at two homes that he was planning mass shootings at Napa schools, California. The suspect, a River Middle School student, was arrested, has been in custody since January 2nd, after police served search warrants at two homes and found evidence supporting the plans. Police said they learned of the plans after a fellow student came forward to say that the suspect was talking about the plans to commit the school shootings. Now, the suspect threatened to kill the student who came forward when the student told the suspect that he or she was going to report the threats to the parents and the police. Police did not name either student nor disclose their genders. That's right, so I shouldn't assume it's a boy. I apologize, but yeah. So, police said that the suspect, but I thought it was another report had said it was male. But they said police said the subject was looking at attacking River Middle School and Vintage High School. They say, we do not believe there is a current threat to any NVUSD Napa Valley Unified School District related to the student. The investigation is ongoing. They're interviewing several students, making sure there's nobody else. And they want to praise the victim for coming forward and talking to their parents and the police. We believe, based on the information collected at this point, this was possibly a tragedy averted and are thankful for all the information provided to us. Now, this is Napa, Northern California. Okay, for any of you that have ever imagined a green, beautiful heaven with water and mountains and trees and wine, and this is what this kid is growing up around. And he wants to kill other kids? We have some real, real sick people. And one thing that this story highlights is, and demonstrates, is sometimes mental illness, many times, I should say, mental illness, is seen at the pediatric level. And parents poo-poo it. You start to wonder, where the hell are the parents when you have a kid having the time and two homes, so, you know, maybe you wonder if they're separated, I don't know. But, you know, you have a child that is capable of planning a mass shooting. I mean, I have two boys, and I don't spend as much time with them as I should. I spend a good amount of time, but I think I could spend more. I think we all could. But I think I would know when they were trying to do something, when they go from these are good kids. If a child, let's say, is planning something like this, they would probably be locked up in the room, probably be very, very defensive when you ask them what they're doing or what they're looking at. And a lot of parents are like, oh, okay, well, you know, teenagers, let teenagers do what they do in their room. They need privacy and all that. This may not be a very popular topic, but let's just talk about this, okay? The whole idea of privacy and giving young ones who are, you know, going through, like a middle school student, sexual maturation, privacy. A child does not need to be doing self sessions, right, throughout the day. you know, we parents now are like, oh, okay, you know what, no, okay, let them have their own room and don't bother them. And, you know, you have to knock and you have to, and I get that. But then on the flip side, kids can demonstrate some sort of self-control. I mean, in the olden days, your kid was working the whole time. And then they had to wait till nighttime or whatever to do whatever, their business. It's not this, oh, I come home from school and I lock myself up in the room. Well, they could be locking themselves up in the room planning something. They could be locking themselves up in the room doing drugs. They could be dating somebody online who's a stranger. I mean, they could be sexting. Why aren't we as parents a little bit more on top of it? Well, you know, our kids need their privacy and they need their time alone. BS! We're having kids plot to kill other kids. We're having kids hook up with strangers, some of them 10, 20 years older than them. We're having kids do some bad drugs. I think we need to start doing door stays open until nighttime when you go to sleep. Show me what you're doing on the computer. Parents, look at histories. Look at their iPad history. Look at their phone. Oh, Dr. Wax, we can't do that. Dr. Dolly, oh my gosh, you know, kids are going to hate you. Kids, well, you know, I'm sure that other kids are going to hate you if your kid ends up being the one that's the next mass shooter. And parents, realize you may have a kid that's a psychopath. And don't just go, well, I love him and I need to protect him and I'm there. No, 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 no. The last thing you want to be is a parent whose child causes the death of other children. You need to be on that. And if you think your child has some violent tendencies, get him help now. If you think your child has anger issues, get them help. If they have drug issues, get them help. But this is a kid who could have been only 10, 11 years old, going through extensive planning and already threatening to kill the other one for even bringing it up. That is some manipulative, complex, high-level thinking right there for a kid to threaten another kid that they will be killed if they bring this up to a parent or police. I am so glad that kid didn't care and decided to go and tell. That's some scary stuff. So I think we are doing a good job informing other kids. I think kids now are more aware that their classmates could be the next shooter. And so I think, you know, you do now, you know, we are starting to deputize more of us, especially as younger ones. It's a shame that our kids have to live in a society like this. But parents, we need to do a better job. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to call us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, this is interesting. They say marijuana was found in 40% of car victims in 2016, and it's a bigger culprit in DUIs than alcohol. Now, as you know, marijuana is legal for medical use, okay? Recreational use in, I believe, 10 states, but medical use in the majority of states. And I guess we're starting to get a little bit more data on people driving high. And according to this one report, they say marijuana was found in the system of 40% of people who died in car accidents while driving under the influence. Now, this is being reported by Mail Online. They said some studies suggest that stoned drivers are safer, while others suggest their reflexes are slower. Safer? I do have to say, I've actually been, unfortunately, perpetuating that myth when I've been telling you guys that I don't mind driving behind somebody who appears stoned because they're driving slow. And I have to admit, I could tell who's, you can even smell it on the highway. Are you guys smelling marijuana on the highway where you live, where it's, you know, legalized? You could smell it. It's coming into the car. It's ridiculous. And I could kind of tell when somebody's kind of sitting there and stoned because he's not trying to cut me off. He's not trying to race me and speed up so I can't merge. He's like, oh, just go ahead and pass. Don't worry. Be happy. I'm like, thank you. And I wave, and I get to pass. You know, none of this BS. You know, it's very interesting. There's an art to these accidents and how these insurance adjusters can figure out what happened with an accident. And I've driven roads. You know, you drive roads hours and hours a day, you know, for days, weeks, years. And when you see a car in a certain position, in a certain lane, you know, or at a certain intersection, with the force that it took for it to be in a certain position, you know it was somebody trying to cut somebody else off or somebody trying to speed up to do something. And a lot of marijuana drivers, stereotypically, don't seem to speed. So that's where these theories are coming from, where people, you know, on marijuana may be quote-unquote safer drivers. But I'm still not convinced because I need them to have good reflexes. Last thing I want is somebody driving stoned, right, when a kid's about to cross the street. So, trying to establish a legal limit for marijuana has been difficult because somebody's tolerance could play into a factor of them not being, you know, them not being high. Somebody could be like, oh, no, it's fine. It just calms my nerves. I'm good. Just like some of you guys could have a drink and you feel fine, but your blood alcohol level is high, and so you're like, well, wait a second, but I didn't feel it. So we want to mathematically have certain ranges, and we aren't really going to care in society if you fall into that or if you fall out of that range because of tolerance. Because we need to come up with something consistent. So if you have a certain, you know, parts per millimeter, right, or parts per milliliter, whatever, in your blood system, that's just, then you're gonna fall into a category, whether you feel high or not. The problem is with marijuana, it could be in your system for a month. So what if you don't clear it out of your system? You may not be high because you used it weeks ago, but you may have still circulating components that get tested. See, alcohol clears from the blood very quickly. Every hour it starts to drop by like 0.02. Marijuana doesn't clear that quickly. So plus, you know, you have your own endocannabinoid system, and you have, a marijuana metabolism is a lot more complex than alcohol metabolism. Now, obviously, the healthier your liver, the better you are at clearing your alcohol, clearing your other substances. Marijuana, especially the psychoactive component, the THC, that may leave the blood at one rate, but it may linger in the brain, in the fat, for longer. So the way we need to test, you know, two of my medical students, I'm so proud of them, Charles Colson and Graham Labbert, who are graduating this year, they had come up with the scientific basis to test for urine, drivers under the influence per urine. Fantastic. Even helped change law in Nevada. when it comes to testing for DUIs related to marijuana. Fantastic work on this to find a more accurate way to do this rather than saying, oh, okay, you know, you smoke, so you're in trouble. So very well done. Great work on that. But, again, these tests are very hard to do. Could be very expensive to make. You know, not very easy to do a pee test on the side of a road. Can't have the average person just go and take a whiz. But just because we find a metabolite or we find a component or a substance and we could test for it, how do we equate that to somebody impaired? And that's going to be an argument in the courts. And we need to figure it out before we start instituting it. Because the person who is the defendant is going to have an attorney, and they're going to say, so what if there was marijuana in the system? Where's the proof that he was impaired? Just because something's in their system doesn't mean they're impaired. So now you have to come up with, well, it's because of this science. So we have to come up with the science. Now, apparently, there's an anti-marijuana campaign claiming cannabis is now leading to more murders. Alex Berenson, author of Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence, has been in the news recently for, quote, exposing the truth about marijuana. He wrote this op-ed for New York Times that became pretty famous a couple days ago, where he writes that marijuana has led to an increase in violent crime and murders in states that legalize cannabis. Now, why would marijuana cause somebody to become murderous? Well, they're saying it could cause paranoia and psychosis. We also know that marijuana could cause depression. They say the first four states to legalize, Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, have had sharp increases in murders and aggravated assaults since 2014. Police reports and news articles show a clear link to cannabis in many cases. Now, mind you, murders rose, I believe, nationally. And some states did have improved numbers. But kudos to him for trying to see if there's some sort of a, shall we say, you know, relationship. You know, where we don't want to mess with the political majority, you know, in media and science and things like that. Or if we do publish something, it's not going to get publicized because, you know, right now it's all about legalizing marijuana. There is such a big push. It's going to be very hard to criticize marijuana over the next few years. And even people who weren't for legalized marijuana, people having trouble getting pain pills now because of all the strict new laws on narcotics are going to be like, no, at least let's get marijuana. Fine, I'm for it. There's a lot of people who were always against marijuana that turned coat and like, you know what, I'm fine with it. Even I was. I was like, you know what, our police have to deal with bigger things. They have bigger fish to fry. I don't want them burdened with these little marijuana possessions. Just fine. Whatever. So even I drank the Kool-Aid. I was like, look, not drinking the Kool-Aid, literally. I haven't smoked marijuana. But I've even, you know, said, okay, I see the argument for legalization. I also want marijuana studied for its medicinal benefits. You know, we need more studies. It's hard to do when it's illegal, considered illegal. But we do need to be honest, and even though it's not a very unpopular thing to say, that marijuana could be leading to more accidents, could be leading to more, you know, people inebriated and under the influence, could lead to more pedestrian death, could lead to more suicide, could lead to more workers' comp accidents, could lead to more of a variety of things. You know, there's so many things that, you know, people say that they're seeing. And I'm like, you know, maybe it is related to this big push in using marijuana. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet with Democrats and Republicans today to discuss a possible way to come to an agreement on border funding and end the partial government shutdown. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida has some advice for President Trump.
And if I would do anything different for the president last night, what I would have done is I would have made it very clear to people, the $5 billion is not just for a wall. It is $5 billion is the cost of funding the top 10 projects in a broader border security plan that was designed by the people whose job it is to secure our border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Bill Barr is President Trump's nomination to become the next Attorney General. He's meeting with senators on Capitol Hill, including Iowa Senator Republican Chuck Grassley.
I know that you know exactly what the job entails because you were there several years under H.W. Bush.
Barr was nominated after Jeff Sessions resigned November 7th. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is just startling. A teacher in Kentucky has been charged with assault after a video shows her dragging a 9-year-old boy with autism through the halls. Kentucky State Police has opened an investigation into teacher Trina Abrams, according to Senior Trooper David Borman, said she has been charged with assault, fourth degree, victim under 12 years old. CNN is reporting this, has been unable to reach Abrams, and apparently she is due in court today. And the Greenup County School District on Monday announced that she's been terminated. And this was more than 2 months after the incident was reported. Say the teacher was removed from the school. A formal investigation was conducted. That's according to Superintendent Sherry Horsley. The superintendent also followed protocol and reported the incident to the Kentucky Education Standard Boards. Now, the mother, Angel Nelson, told CNN on Monday that her son was removed from a classroom after he had an outburst. So you see video from the school cameras, which the mom shared on Facebook, and it appears to show a woman dragged a young boy by the wrists through the school's hallways. At different points in the video, the boy is either lying on his back or sliding on his knees. Nelson's son has been diagnosed with autism, ADHD, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. In addition, his speech is also limited, as many children with autism do have issues with communication. She said the boy is prone to experiencing a meltdown because of his diagnosis. Nelson and her family have had just moved to the district. He's trying to adapt and make friends, she said. Nelson said her son got frustrated after a teacher told him to keep working or to do more work, and he wanted to take a break. She said he wasn't hurting anyone. They claim Abrams grabbed Nelson by the wrist and bent it backward. Now, the camera inside the classroom was turned toward a corner, so you don't see the video of what happened in the classroom. That's a very red flaggy to me. Her son said the teacher threw him down hard onto a chair. We will never truly know what took place behind the closed door because of my son's speech limitations. This incident was violent enough to not only injure my child, but to destroy his shoes. So apparently, when the boy was dragged down the hallway, it ruined his shoes. Now, he did have x-rays taken of his wrist and tailbone. Doctor diagnosed him with a possible left wrist fracture. He ended up having MRIs of his wrists. Then it was confirmed a sprain. So she says the injuries are going to cause emotional trauma to her son. And he's going to need more occupational therapy. She said, finally, teachers are supposed to stop the bullying, not be the bullies. So this is something that, again, demonstrates where we have messed up in society. We need to talk about this without insulting anybody. And my having nieces and nephews who suffer from autism, I have a little bit of awareness of what is going on and what needs to be done. But in the olden days, when you had a child with autism, and, you know, we have a lot more children now. I think now it's like 1 in 49, they're saying, children have some degree of autism. So that's a pretty common statistic. But in the olden days, when you had a child with autism, unfortunately, they were either locked up in an institution or they had to go to a special school, and they didn't really get a lot of the educational training that they needed. These were decades ago. Then, over the last few decades, we've had a specialty arise of teachers learning special education. And teachers are becoming more trained in how to work with children with autism or Down syndrome or cerebral palsy. And so there is a growing number of teachers, not a lot, we still don't have enough, but a growing number of teachers in that specialty. One of my best friends had gone into that specialty. She's amazing with that. But there's been a huge push, which I agree with, to have children with autism and special needs in regular school. They need to be around other kids. They need to be around for them to improve and make the advancements that they do. And I've seen this with my, you know, my extended family. They need to be where other kids are. The problem is if these schools don't have the skill set, don't have the protocols, procedures in place to assist with that. And so here we are making huge progress, and this is again where it's an argument I always make. We need to make progress. We need to still, protect the whole political correctness and, and allow everyone to have their constitutional rights preserved and all that. And I agree with that. But we sometimes thrust this progress and this legislation and these new rules and regulations before we actually have the infrastructure in place, just like with marijuana. We legalized marijuana before we could figure out how to tell if somebody's impaired on the road. That's a problem. We're bringing children with autism and special needs into areas where there's non-trained educators or not proper QA is being done on some of these educators, such that when they don't know what to do with the meltdown, they're dragging the kid through the hall. If you are going to be a school that is going to allow and have special needs, you better have that infrastructure in place so we don't end up victimizing. The whole purpose of a kid being in a school scenario with other kids is so that they get to enhance their, you know, childhood and their learning. It's supposed to be a benefit. But we can't thrust these children in a situation where you have, you know, people who are ignorant and don't know what to do. And the average adult does get frustrated. Even parents of autistic children, they'll say, it is frustrating, it is hard. I'm trying to keep a happy face, I'm trying to be patient, but it's difficult. Now, autistic children are some of the most brilliant, they're smart. But they also will not respond to the typical things that we were able to. All right, you know, if you're a good boy, you'll get candy. Or, you know, I'll take you to Target and you'll get a toy, or, you know, whatever. You know, they don't really respond to the bribes. They're smart. They're smart. They also don't respond to some of the punishments. And also, autistic children get frustrated. Autistic children get frustrated because they're intelligent. They're working on a higher level than we are. And they get frustrated because we're dumb compared to an autistic child. Autistic children think we don't understand them. That gets frustrating. And so with their intelligence, if they want to fight, having to do something or go somewhere, and they aren't being heard, and they can tell that you are not understanding their communication, they're going to communicate in terms that they think you'll understand, which would be a meltdown. So you see, an autistic child that may be having a meltdown or you think is misbehaving is actually showing a level of higher intelligence. And educators, and like I said, we have some fantastic ones out there, we just don't have enough, need to realize this. Now, sometimes that's very, very difficult when you have other kids in school. You know, one thing that kids learn in school is order, discipline, leader, group. They learn that. They learn appropriate ways to deal with conflict, appropriate ways to get attention. You know, there's a lot of things they learn in school. And so some teachers may be frustrated, and appropriately so, that they're trying to teach some children one thing, and then they have other children doing other things, and they can't do a consistent message. And a lot of teachers don't seem to have as much liberty. I kind of learned this where, you know, if you think children need to be taught one thing or another, a good leader allows you to teach it that way. Some leaders say, no, it has to be taught my way. And so you have, I think, a lot of teachers that are frustrated as well. So this is another example of how we need to kind of get our poop together when it comes to how we incorporate special needs children into our school and give them the appropriate care that they need. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know if you guys have seen this trending. This has gone all over the internet, and it's something that came from a 1958 magazine, McCall's magazine, very, very famous in the 50s. Real cute cover. You see a little kitty cat looking at a vase of flowers. Very, very pretty. Very pink color. Nice font. And Senator John F. Kennedy had, looks like, written an article, Three Women of Courage. Dr. David Mace wrote, Are Sex Manuals a Threat to a Happy Marriage? That's kind of an interesting article that's in this. And I guess, New Houses, What to Look For in 1958. So, this is a McCall's magazine, and the article, though, that's been circulating has been 129 ways to get a husband. And this is probably now, whoever has this magazine, this is now probably worth a lot of money because it's become famous all over again in the year 2019. But it comes up with ways to get a husband. And when you read these, of course, they're dated, okay? And, you know, women are laughing and they're making fun of it. But I like, you know, I like going back to history and seeing how people thought and where there's still a lot of similarities today. Maybe wrongfully so, but maybe rightfully so. So take a look at what they say, okay? Number one. Of the 129 ways to get a husband. Get a dog and walk it. So this is, remember, 1958. Get a dog and walk your dog. Well, a lot of people, we've seen this in movies. People taking a dog, right? Or what was it? Was it Big Daddy where they took a kid to the park to try to pick up on women? We still do that today. Have your car break down at strategic places. Some of us ladies, car's fine. And we're like, oh, can you help me? We still do this stuff today. Number three, attend night school and take courses that men like. This is what they're suggesting for a woman. Now, again, I'm not insulted by that because, you know, personally, I think we women like the same thing men do. I mean, me loving sports, right? Loving the History Channel, loving any movie about war and things like that. You know, I kind of look at myself as I kind of like the same things my husband does. But I get how, you know, if a woman wants to be around men, try to have something that, you know, is be where they are. I'm not insulted by that. Join a hiking club. Look in the census report for places with the most single men. Nevada has 125 males for every 100 females. Didn't Alaska a decade or two ago, wasn't Alaska like that too, where there's more men than women a couple decades ago? Oh boy, it says read the obituaries to find eligible widowers. Take up golf and go to different golf courses. Well, that's expensive. Take several short vacations at different places rather than one long one at one place. Sit on a park bench and feed the pigeons. So back in the 1950s, you could approach a woman sitting on a park bench. Now you approach a woman, she's going to have a rape whistle and spray you with mace. Take a bicycle trip through Europe. Get a job in a medical, dental, or law school. Ah, true that. Back then, medical, dental, and law schools were mostly men. So if a woman wanted to be the doctor, meet a lawyer, work in the school. Become a nurse or an airline stewardess. They have very high marriage rates, they said. Ask your friends' husbands who are eligible men who the eligible men are in their offices. Now, here, this is interesting. It says, be nice to everybody. They may have an eligible brother or son. This is true, even in this day and age. Don't be witchy. Because, you know, there may be somebody you're dealing with at work and they're married, but they may know somebody who's single, and then they're like, well, this person I know is really nice. Get a government job overseas. Not sure where that one came from. Volunteer for jury duty. If you want to get a husband, volunteer for jury duty. I don't know if, you know. Be friendly to ugly men. Handsome is as handsome does. Now, I don't know what that is, handsome is. I don't know. I remember Forrest Gump had something like that. I don't really know what handsome is as handsome does. But I guess you're trying to say if you're not good looking, okay, don't be shooting too high. Tell your friends that you are interested in getting married and don't keep it a secret. Get lost at football games. In 1958, they told women to get lost at football games. Then she'll find a husband. Don't take a job in a company run largely by women. Get a job demonstrating fishing tackle in a sporting goods store. Ah, they're right about that. Go to all reunions of your high school or college class. There may be some widowers there. Oh, my gosh. Don't be afraid to associate with more attractive girls. They may have some leftovers. Go back to your hometown for a visit. The wild kid next door may have become a very eligible bachelor while you were away. Don't room with a girl who is a sad sack and let her pull you down to her level. Get a part-time job in a convention bureau. Change apartments from time to time. When traveling, stay at small hotels where it's easier to meet strangers. Isn't this interesting, this idea of running into strangers on park benches and football games and out on a street? Didn't they have the same sort of killings and muggings and rapes that we do now? You would never be doing this now. Learn to paint. Set up an easel outside engineering school. So you basically sit there and paint when the boys come out of class. Now, how to let them know you're there and around. One, stumble when you walk into a room that he's in. So you do a fake stumble. Forget discretion every once in a while and call him. Carry a hat box, like you just bought a hat. Wear a Band-Aid. People always ask what happened. Make a lot of money, they said. Learn several funny stories and learn to tell them well, but make sure you don't tell them to him more than once. Walk up to him and tell him you need some advice, right? Plain dumb. Dropping the handkerchief still works, they said. Do women walk around with handkerchiefs anymore? Mine would have snot all over it. Have your father buy some theater tickets that have to be gotten rid of. Oh, okay. I got these extra tickets. Stand in a corner and cry softly. Chances are good that he'll come over to find out what's wrong. Really, standing in a corner and crying. That worked in the 1950s. Don't let him fish for your name the next time you meet. None of this guess who stuff. If you're at a resort, have a bellboy page you. Buy a convertible because men like to ride in them. Learn how to bake tasty apple pies. Bring one into the office and let the eligible bachelors taste it. They tell you to laugh at his jokes. Okay, we do that. We women tell each other to laugh at the joke. We talk about that all the time. We're like, yeah, he's cute, but he's not funny. So just laugh at his jokes anyway. If there's a wallflower among the men you know, why not cultivate him? For all you know, he may be a diamond in the rough and accidentally have your purse fly open, scattering its contents all over the street. Well, what's in my purse? Okay, well, tampons, Midol. I don't think that's very good. So then they start talking about perfume and get better looking glasses. Practice your drinking with your friends first. If you dye your hair, pick to one shade. Wear high heels because they're sexier unless he's shorter. Tell him he's handsome. Make sure you look good in a sweater. Dress differently from other girls in the office. They say to get a sunburn. Getting a sunburn will help you get a husband. Go on a diet if you need to. If you're on a date, order your steak rare. I don't want a bloody steak. Some pretty interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Rebel. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.